commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I know it's snowing and it's hard to get out of bed on a morning like this. Even more so if you don't like your job. And there is new data out on how many of us don't like our jobs. It's a Rasmussen College survey and it says 2/3 of us have contemplated quitting on the spot, just throwing up our hands and walking out. 51% say our pay is too low. 31% say we work at dead-end jobs with no chance of promotion or advancement. These numbers are damning. I'll share some advice that I've given to young people who I've mentored over the years. You spend more time at your job than any other thing in your life. Even if you work just 8 hours a day as a full-timer, you'll spend more time at work than you'll spend with your wife and children. More time than at your favorite hobby or pastime. Even more time than you'll spend sleeping. And that's why it's important that your job is something that's satisfying to you. It is hard to lead a happy, fulfilled life if the activity you spend most of your time on makes you miserable. So if you are in this shockingly large group that hates going to work, begin working to change your situation. You should start today, thinking about what you would like to do with the rest of your working years. If you need more skills, learn them. If you need to go back to school, do it. If a job change would lead to more opportunity, do that too. Even if the changes you need might take a long time, resolve to start the process now. Remember, no one ever excelled at a job they didn't have passion for, and my hope for you is that you would find something that you excel at. Now, I'm fortunate. I have a job where I look forward to coming into work every day, and although I've liked some of my jobs more than others during my broadcast career, at the end of most days, I'm satisfied with my career choice, and liking my job has made me happier in other parts of my life, too. If that's not where you're at in your career, you have an obligation to yourself to change that.